USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Supreme Court ruled last hour that Joe Kennedy, a high school football coach in Washington State, has a constitutional right to pray at games. The vote was 6-3, saying the Bremerton School District unlawfully violated his First Amendment rights. NATO will increase the size of its high readiness forces to well over 300,000. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg announced at a press briefing Monday.
But of course this has to be understood in the light of what has already happened. Because since the invasion, we have doubled the size of the existing battle groups. For instance, Germany has increased their presence in Lithuania, UK increased its presence in Estonia, and Canada and other countries increased presence in Latvia. So more or less doubled the size of the existing four battle groups we had before the invasion.
USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. In the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
G7 leaders conferred by video link with Ukrainian President Zelensky on Monday as they underscored their commitment to Ukraine for as long as it takes. Also, the United States was preparing to announce advanced surface-to-air missiles for Kyiv to help Ukraine fight back against Vladimir Putin's aggression. COVID-19. Those that chose not to get vaccinated continue to be persecuted.
The third-ranked tennis player in the world acknowledged that he might not be able to compete in the U.S. Open tournament later this month because he isn't vaccinated.
Well, you're right. As of today, I'm not allowed to enter states under these circumstances.
Current Center for Disease Control guidelines require non-citizens to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated, my friend. We are USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. My Pillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance My Pillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere My Pillows, and a 6-piece towel sets on special. Go to mypillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at My Pillow. mypillow.com/USA.
Australia has made history as a site of NASA's first rocket launch from a commercial spaceport outside of the United States. The suborbital rocket blasted off from the tiny Arnhem Space Center on the edge of the Northern Territory. The launch was also the first in Australia in more than 25 years. This launch is NASA's first of three to blast off from the newly constructed site. The big reason for Australia, astrophysics studies can only be undertaken in the Southern Hemisphere. Hailing the big news of the Supreme Court decision to bounce abortion back to the states, President Trump said conservatives' decades of love, sacrifice, and devotion has finally been rewarded. Trump's rally in Illinois also endorsed Darren Bailey for governor.
Darren has my complete and total endorsement. Darren, come on up.
I've made a promise to President Trump that in 2024... Illinois will roll the red carpet out for him because Illinois will be ready for President Trump.
Darren is just the man to take on and defeat one of the worst governors in America, J.B. Pritzker. Love the word.
J.B. Pritzker, under a good economy in 2020, says Democrats can defeat Trump if he so chooses to run again.
In 2020, Illinois voters rejected Donald Trump by a resounding 17 points, and we won't hesitate to do it again.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.